One of the things that we have to tell ourselves is that we're not in a hurry. And I know that with this wave that came in, you know, the planetary, the, you know, this, what, more than, I want to say 7 planets in retrograde, between 5 or 7, I'm not too quite sure, but they're in retrograde. And I think one just went back direct, and I think that was Pluto. I'm not too quite sure, but I know that one came back direct. But we were very much feeling of this, and we were kind of really taking our time with it, because it felt much of a surrender, like, you know, I'm just gonna let this see how it comes up and see what I need to learn and see what's going on. Because the glimpse of the new life and the high vibration energy was definitely a great experience. And if this is something that we have to complete before we actually get to the actual 5D high vibration energy, then I'm all for it. And now for me, you know, patience is definitely, you know, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry. Because I definitely want to complete this and forever be done with it. So that is one of the things that we have to tell ourselves, is that we're not in a hurry. You don't need to rush, and you're exactly where you need to be. See, you're already in the new world. That's what we have to understand. And nobody is getting left behind. What is happening is that you're getting assistance from the unknown. You may call it the higher realms, cosmic life, planetary alignment. See, it's all about getting you through toxic patterns that have you against the wall, making you do some things over and over. Okay, let you get back to the higher realm. Let's get back to the higher realm, okay? It's helping you. You're being faced with toxic relationship, toxic patterns. I believe everything that grew from distortion. And and that's something that you have to really kind of, this wave that we are in that is slowly kind of clearing, it was definitely what we needed to see. And even though we may not understand the whole concept of it, we went with the flow, okay? And that is good, because before we would really go into a void that was very dark to us, and we just wanted to get there out of that feelness, you know. And with this, it was okay to be in it. I'm wanting to understand, okay, I'm being observant and I am seeing, okay. And if I don't understand it, I'm okay. I accept that. And knowing that it will come when it will come. And I think that's where we are right now. For one thing for sure that we know is that there's something more that we are not able to see, that it's hidden by the veil. And it may not be the time for us to know about it, but we're okay with that, okay? We're okay with that. When back in months ago or years ago, we were not okay with that. We wanted to know of everything, but we knew, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to not sit this out because I can't, but be more of, okay, I'm in it. Let's see what's going on. It's more of an observant energy, I want to say, really much. Not much of an action until recently, okay? So that is something that I wanted to share with you. Much love, you guys, and thank you for listening to my podcast. I do have a YouTube channel, so you guys can also listen there as well. I do have 2 chapters that I wanted to read to you guys in regards to the 5D, the wave that we are in. It's a little bit more of a detail than what we're going in, a little bit of a shadowy one of the chapters for sure. I believe is the second chapter. All right, you guys, until next time. Bye.